Hey, I'm John and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Today we're diving into a raft of urgent developments in the open source and tech landscape, and top of the agenda is a major security review. SUSE's security team has just flagged a critical vulnerability in version 6.6.2 of the Plasma Login Manager, which integrates closely with SDDM. At the center of concern is the privilege debus helper, called Plasma Login Auth Helper, newly added in this release, and it's turning heads for all the wrong reasons. The issue stems from poor isolation between the root user and the Plasma Login service user, creating a pathway for potential system exploits. That means anyone who gains hold of this vector could threaten the very integrity of affected systems. Now, what's more worrying is that despite these findings, the upstream developers haven't released any patches yet. The next fix is only scheduled to coincide with the bigger Plasma release slated for 12th of May, 2026, leaving users and SYS admins somewhat in limbo. SUSE's involvement thus far has centered on evaluating the risks, but there are open questions about how and when these vulnerabilities will truly be dealt with. For organizations, that timeline is raising alarm bells about sustained exposure and contingency planning. In the meantime, the severity of the vulnerability means the pressure is on for much more decisive, proactive action from affected parties. Stepping back, we're seeing a surge in urgent security responses across other Linux distributions as well. Alma Linux, Debian, and Fedora are all mid-rollouts of critical updates to a range of system-defining components. In Alma Linux, the fix list name-checks key packages like Firefox and libxml2, both of which are essential for web security and interoperability. Meanwhile, Fedora is patching up its Chromium and EDK2 installations, reflecting just how wide-reaching and interlinked these efforts have become. It's a vivid reminder of the need for holistic security strategies that cut across not just desktop environments but the very infrastructure we all depend upon. These security teams are racing against the clock, intent on plugging holes before any potential exploits can take root in the wild. Switching gears a bit, I want to touch on the wider trends in artificial intelligence that are really coming to a head right now. At Google, employees are speaking out over a proposed contract with the Pentagon that could see Google's AI tech amplifying military applications. A cohort of workers are petitioning CEO Sundar Pichai to block any arrangement that might facilitate harmful use. If inked, this contract would place Google side by side with OpenAI and xAI, both of whom have already entered classified agreements with the US government. Anthropic, another big player in the AI ethics space, was reportedly blacklisted after resisting Pentagon demands to weaponize their models. The contract reportedly contains some checks, such as not using AI for domestic mass surveillance or autonomous weapons without human oversight. But crucially, those safeguards are not legally enforceable. For many, this raises questions about accountability, especially in a landscape where technological capacity easily outruns regulatory certainty. The AI debate isn't just about hypothetical futures anymore. It's playing out in real contracts, real institutions, and with real-world stakes. Technology isn't slowing down outside the AI sphere either, especially as we see innovation translating into practical solutions. Take Apple's Vision Pro, for example, which is making waves in the medical sector, particularly in cataract surgery. Surgeons are now able to collaborate in real time via immersive 3D streaming, sharing insights and overlays that were impossible even a few years ago. It's this kind of real-time, high-fidelity feedback that's revolutionizing patient outcomes. Surgeons can now tap into expertise globally, fostering new collaboration networks, and ultimately making the operating room much safer and more effective. These innovations show that technology, when thoughtfully applied, can be a tremendous force for good. But as always, the flip side is that the same rapid advances create new risks and dependencies, especially if security is overlooked early on. In finance, for example, institutions are piloting new AI tools in staple platforms like Bloomberg Terminal, aiming to process and visualize complex datasets more efficiently. Early trials indicate that these machine learning models can reduce manual legwork and error rates. The vision here is not just to save time, but to unearth new insights that were previously buried in a sea of information. If done right, these tools could enable better, faster decision-making. But again, the stakes for data quality and cybersecurity are huge, which brings us back to security. Fresh off the press, a critical remote code execution vulnerability was just reported, affecting several essential GitHub services. The flaw allowed users with push access to execute arbitrary commands during so-called Git push operations. Thankfully, the GitHub security team responded rapidly, and the vulnerability was patched within a matter of hours of its disclosure. No reported incidents or compromised systems have surfaced to date, but it's a striking example of how even core infrastructure is never completely immune. The main lesson here is that rapid, coordinated incident response remains the best weapon in our collective arsenal. That said, the imperative for proactive defense strategies has never been clearer. As we bring these threads together, it's clear that the convergence of emerging vulnerabilities and technological shifts is only accelerating. Regulatory frameworks are playing catch-up with the realities of machine learning and system security, and organizations need to stay flexible as the threat landscape evolves. Maintaining data integrity and supporting innovation is a tricky balancing act, especially when timelines for essential fixes can stretch into years instead of weeks. So what does a proactive and multidisciplinary approach look like in practice? First, ongoing risk evaluation is essential, whether you're patching a display manager vulnerability, scrutinizing government contracts, or trialing new medical systems. Second, communication across teams, vendors, regulators, and end users needs to be transparent and immediate to avoid any bottlenecks in patching or policy implementation. Third, investing in security tooling and staff training pays ongoing dividends, dramatically improving resilience to unforeseen threats. One of the main takeaways from this week's events is that security and innovation aren't at odds, they're interdependent. By supporting robust patch management and prioritizing data and code hygiene, we can foster an environment of safer experimentation. Looking ahead, the organizations that thrive will be those that can adopt an adaptive security posture that responds to current threats, while also preparing for new ones as they arise. That means taking seriously the lessons of these vulnerabilities, listening to stakeholder concerns, and weaving resilience into every level of operations. Whether it's a display manager bug languishing unpatched or an AI contract with unclear guardrails, transparency and shared responsibility must lead the way. Before I sign off, here are a few practical steps listeners can take. Keep a close eye on advisories from your distribution, apply patches promptly, and don't assume any layer of the stack is immune. If you're in a role where you shape policy or spend, now's a good time to review your dependencies on both established and emerging technologies. Think through what a rapid response plan looks like, and make sure your team knows their role when incidents do arise. For those working with AI, whether in research, enterprise, or the public sector, ongoing dialogue about ethical deployment is a must, especially as governmental interest ramps up. If you're rolling out new tech, like Apple Vision Pro or AI-enhanced finance platforms, factor in end-to-end threat modeling, not just user experience and performance. The risks are real, but so is the opportunity to lead by example, showing others how security and progress can reinforce each other in meaningful ways. To wrap up, the pace of technological change will only quicken from here, and the enterprises that endure will be those willing to invest in both resilience and innovation. And that's all for this week's episode of Open Source News Elements. I hope you've found these updates thought-provoking and actionable, whether you're managing systems, building products, or simply keeping informed. Remember to subscribe and keep your systems up to date, and we'll be back with more news and analysis soon. Thanks for listening.